So all in Parakavit. So let's try and go back and start over again, because we didn't really get too far in this. Start from the beginning again. The Ma'an the Rashi Parakei Torah Sechei Yisodis. We went through the basic concepts of the idea of Yisodis. There are certain inclinations that the person has towards certain things. The tida eino mida miguveshes. The gam eino yisoid benefesh. Akisha klolis al atzmoi vizulos. It's not a yisoid. On the other hand, it's not a mida miguveshes, which means a mida which is developed from other things. But rather, what it is, it's an approach, how you approach dealing with things. There are three simonim in Klal Yisrael. Rachmanim, Vaishanim, Regem Lechasadim. Kol sheyesh b'shloshes simonim halalu, royally dabek b'mazul. So a person who has these three simonim can properly join Klal Yisrael. And the nesinim, which David HaMelech felt that they did not have these three things. So even though they were the Megayer, he put them in the status that they cannot marry into the corpus of Christ. So David HaMelech refers to them as, the more refers to them as Simon. He's quoting David HaMelech. David HaMelech said there are three Simon to this nation. So it's referred to as Simon. We would refer to them as Midos. Person is a Rachamon, it's a Mido. Person is a Baishan. But the more he's lost of Simon. So what is Revolver here in that? There are certain kav is an approach, and there is a line, certain directional factors of a person. Shemiham omlam alulas divotzer leaders now. These things can create good leaders. Mehad doron igros the right. They're lacking significant problems. So Rachmanus, he, the Tiel, the is Kashal Azulus, the Kalas the Matzah. Rachmanus is the idea of feeling, having a nature to connect with people. So he's referring to that is not a meetup. It's a way you interact with the world.
How are we defining meter in this case?
That's not a meter.
We're saying it's not a meter, so we're excluding. What are we saying?
Meter would be that a person who has this
character trait.
Let's look at this. Let's say a person has an outgoing personality. I wouldn't define that as a meter. So that's his nature. A person who has an outgoing personality is usually a sympathetic person. Right? So okay. So therefore, he's a person who is sensitive. I call sensitive being a meter. I call the fact that outgoing nature is not a meter. As much as that's a nature of the person. So he says it's not a yesoid, but it's not the basis, but it's something which is developed into the person, in the person. Might be ingrained into whoever it is. But it's something which will help generate meters. I wouldn't call an Akhanesh as a Mita Toiva or a Mita Ra. It's a nature. So the TLE is Kosher Lazulos, the inclination to be connected with other people, the Kodas of Matsavai, and to have an awareness of what's going on with it. So that develops into Rahus Aleif, a softness, and he's spoiled the same as Lazulos, and he's Tashavita. That he is affected by somebody else's difficulty, and he takes that into consideration. I happen, the opposite of Rahmanis is Achzoris. Achzor, he's only a stranger. Only is a stranger. Shall you deal this? He has no inclination to be friends or to understand somebody else's situation. Neither of those things. They tie it up well. You have a nation, you have a group of people which have totally devalued the concept of life. That, the reason why children are so precious to us is because children represent potential of life. And they take them and they use them as a way for that. Different way of looking at the world. That's all of Achzor. That there's no idea of understanding. So there are three mitos, simonim in the bias. One of them is this mito of Rachmanis. Golda Meir is quoted to have said that when Palestinians will love their children as much as we, will care about their children, as much as we care about their children, then we'll have peace. The Jew cares more about the Palestinian child than the Palestinian. That's true, you see it. They're going to put their child in the front. The Jew said, I'm not going to shoot because there's a child there. They don't care if the child is a child. They couldn't care less. Says no. She also says we may come to the point we can forgive them for killing our children. We'll never come to the point where we will forgive them for making us kill their children. It was a very to destroy what we represent. That's even more painful. They did something to us. But the change of that we have to go fight them, that we can't forget. So that's this. The root of it is a person who lives the world where his focus is the awareness of another person. As opposed to where a person lives in the world where his focus is no awareness of somebody else. His only focus on himself. That's not a meter. That's a whole approach to life. From that you will develop many good and bad things. Okay. Fine. By Shonus. The root of Bashanus is the inclination to remove yourself. herself from the picture. Yitzara, Shiflusa, I got my list. I don't want to present anything about myself. Am I bad? Am I good? Shannon writes him, he's godlessly, but translates that is, I have no inclination of revealing myself to somebody else. A habit is ausus. Sheep on the gallows out to my hematoi available. It's an inclination to present yourself. Now, we live in a society which is like. Each one has a level where we do this. We live in a society where people, you know, will get on to the people don't understand what it means that a person should get on the computer and say everything about themselves on the computer. That, you know, so 5,000 people can read it. Take pictures of themselves and publish them, you know. Like, what's your problem? Right? Since the root of that is that there's a Shiva Legalis Atzma. I want people to know to notice me. My show is the inclination. I don't want people to notice me. I don't just be in alignment, you know, which is so not American, you know, so not 21st century. You would. Now you combine his uptight of Baishonis together to the meat of Rachmanis, so the result is when my inclination is to leave, to pull myself out of the picture, my inclination is to want to connect to somebody else, so the final result is the Jewish mother. You know, all the jokes aside, the person who focuses solely on somebody else. Right? Martyrdom, you know, to the point of martyrdom. You know? They'll do whatever they have to do. That, you know, my wife calls it the martyrdom, you know. Yeah, I'm fine, you know, you're fine, yeah. You sit in the car, everybody else should have space, and you take all the things on top of your lap, everybody else should have space. Why? Because my kids should have a lap with no space. You know, what about you? Don't worry about me, you know. It's called the martyr gene, my wife calls it. Pass up from Jewish mother to Jewish mother. Martyr.
Martyr
gene. Martyr gene. It's passed, you know, those genetics, Jewish genetics. There's epigenetics, there's the genetics, epigenetics, and there's Jewish genetics. From Jewish mother to Jewish mother.
The guilt factor.
There's the guilt factor. That's the next part of it. You know. And if you don't, there's the guilt factor. But it's so, like, not, you know, modern society. Modern society is very much that there's a person that has an interest and inclination to present themselves. Then you add Chayin Gamal Chassarim, he and the TLE is Chayin and Rabbi Leisim Tov. So Rachmanis was the Nakia to try and connect and to understand. Gamal Chassid is the Nakia to the act of giving. Happen is Hakili. Hakili is a stingy person. Sheshiv Asoy Helios Noitel. Malehonis Meaoilo. Umeazulas. Meachai. His goal is to benefit himself. These three things, which Kleisel has, become the what generates Torah avodah gil sasot. And the hapach, the opposite. The opposite of Torah avodah gil sasot is zivad zara, skinach and avodah. Sheikh has done with the opposite of gil sasot. Gil yarais is the opposite of Torah. Now he's going to explain. Achonu the Torah here by Shonks. Torah on a teal lahasrat. Why is that? Because Torah here kanimius toilos. So there are three things which is the foundation of the whole term. So it's mishpat to do the proper interaction with other people. Avas chesed, atzei alecha zimun lekach. Now we understand tznius seemingly as very, very important on Hoga, but it's one of the three pillars of the Torah. What does that mean? Now, what does it mean, Master Atzma? Ain't what Hamisalam is, sir. He's out in the Tech of Kabar. Is that Atzma Tsura shall he sell us Lubova? Ella Hodam, you David, hate to be it, sir. It's right. And even Nia, Lundy for Spruce. You've heard this discussion from me somewhere through your journeys with the yeshiva at least once, probably more. King. And the king has, this king is a very, very wealthy king. He has a phenomenal, his malucha is over large tracts of land which belong to him. Phenomenal resources at himself. A very intelligent king, very wise king, very caring king. And he cares about his citizens of his country to the extent that he allows any citizen to come to him and make an appointment and have a conversation with the king directly. So the person says, I would love to do that, but to make an appointment, and obviously come the day of the meeting, and he's trembling, he's going into the king, the power of life and death, what's it going to be like, and he's heard it's supposed to be wonderful, etc. He's never been there, it's scary, etc. He goes in, and he's blocked off a period of 4 hours. He can discuss whatever he needs to discuss, and the king listens to him. He gives him advice, he gives him empathy, and gives him practical help. He gives him finances, and he feels gathered into the king, like a totally pushy, warm feeling, somebody taking care of him. He's just like so warm and feeling good inside. There's such this powerful individual who has vast lands at his call. He's giving him the time and the focus and the interest and the help and the advice and the concern and the care. It's a warm feeling. In that state of being, he's not looking out the window to see what somebody else has. He feels so warm and cushy inside, comfortable inside. He says, you know what? It's okay. You can have whatever you want. Because I feel very good and warm inside. Moshe comes to Har Sinai, each person has a personal revelation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the creator of all of the worlds. That he has a total personal connection to the very oil. And he feels that warmth of being kept together with the Bereshit oil, the source of all life, who's focused on him personally, directly. Each person got a personal command from Kodesh Baruch Hu according to their madriga, what they can handle. That's the moment of Torah. The king says to them, he says, you know what? You've just had this wonderful revelation of what it means to live together with the king. You're going to leave this room, you're going to forget. So I want to give you things to remind yourself of what it's like that we're in here. Positive things that you should do. Negative things you shouldn't do. It shouldn't be a distraction from this state of being together with him. That's mitzvahs. That mita is a person who has no need to look outward anymore. That the world doesn't lure, there's no allure from the world to him. Taiva doesn't affect him. He has no need to get covered from other people because he has the greatest cover that there is. He's sitting with the king. He doesn't want cover because that's just going to be a distraction from his focus and feelings with the king. He has no kina because he can have whatever he wants. That's the oil that takes a person out. That's the meat of sneeze. I don't want to be noticed because that's going to distract me from that anemias which I feel that robot live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah is supposed to generate. So the Yesod of Torah is a concrete expression of that awareness of living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he calls that the Bosh Ponim the Ganein. I'm embarrassed when you notice me. I'd much rather sit in the back. I usually say this over in conjunction with the story with the Salanter's original plan. Salanter's original plan, he wanted to be in this to like his Rebbe, Regressor Zindel. Regressor was one of the biggest Talmidim of Chaim Volozhin. He was the Shamus in the city of Salant. Nobody knew everything was an Amoris. So looked at him and said, you know, he's much able to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu without any distractions. He's not focused on what other people think about him. He's not running after other people. He's totally focused on his relationship and his, you know, avoidance of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Yisrael said he, to be able to do that, he has to do three things. He has to memorize all of Shas Baal Peh. So he should never be seen opening the Gemara. So be able to hide the fact that he learns. He learns to compress his intense davening into a very, very emotionless and brief davening. So he will not be noticed that he's a person who was involved in avoidance of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he had a third thing, which I don't remember what it is. I remember reading this and saying, you know, if I knew Shas Baal Peh, I'd make sure you knew about it. I knew all Shas verbatim, more Russian places. I wouldn't brag about it, that's not nice. I drop hints here and there, you know. Oh, wow, you're wearing a red tie. That reminds you of the Gemara, you know. Where's the Gemara? Three places in Shas, you know. I let you know. Because I want the cover that comes with it. He had no interest. Like, what are you here for? When you live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a reality, there's nothing warmer and more comfortable and greater than that. It's like, what are you here for? It's distracting. There's a cute story, this is told, that Shmuel Salant, who's Regressor Zindel's son-in-law. Now, Shmuel Salant was, in his also a Nistar. So Rabbi Solomon's daughter was having a big problem getting a Shidduch. So finally said, you know what, the next person who comes in, marry me. So he comes in, he looks like a mom's like an amor. Dressed like a very posh in the house. Liza, the guy looks like an amor. So kids, so they started talking a little bit. And he noticed that this young man, you know, did something during the meal which was not proper according to the house. Now, he couldn't leave this going, but he said, you know, I don't know too much. I remember when I was a little boy, I was passing by the cheder one time, and they said, oh, there's a halacha, this, and this. So the young man says, listen, I don't know either, but did I remember when I was a young boy, I passed by the cheder, and they said, oh, there's a halacha, this, which was the halacha sheet. You know? He says, well, I don't know, but I remember they argue that this is the reason why it has to be, which is the Taz's argument. You know, the 4 or 5 times until finally cop, both of them were playing the game, and that was how the shidduch came about. Anyway, okay, we'll hold it here.